Okay, we are continuing some of the halachot of Gomel. So I mentioned that Gomel is supposed to be said Ebe Asara, two of them, Lechatchila, Talmid Chachamim, Lechatchila is supposed to be said during the day, but if it was said at night, Bedeved Yoyotze, but you should prefer to say it during the daytime. And Lechatchila should be said when there is Sefer Torah, but it's not Le'ikuva. So if you don't have Sefer Torah, no problem. And you don't have to get an aliyah to the Torah, but if you do get, it says minhag tov that you hold on to the Sefer Torah after you say the beracha acharona, which is asher natanu et Torah Torah emet v'chayei olam nata b'tuchenu. Then, if there is gadish, that means you got mashlim, you say gadish. If there is no gadish, you say the gomel afterwards. You hold on to the Sefer Torah. And the Chachila says, "Minhag tov lomar kodem haberacha od Hashem v'chol levav besod yesharim ve'eda." I thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Is Birkat Shevach. The beracha of Gomel is Birkat Shevach, praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He did us chesed. That we were zoche. That whether the person was sick, he was in prison, he traveled through the ocean or through the midbar. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him kindness. Odeh Hashem b'chol levav. With all of my heart, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besod yesharim ve'eda. In the congregation of upright people. So, Yodu l'Hashem chastov v'nifloutav l'ibnei Adam. Again, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his chesed. And say over his nifloutav, his wonders to mankind. So, this is the two pesukim to say prior to the Gomel. It's a minhag tov to say. Now, the Gomel, as I mentioned, one of the categories are the ladies are supposed to say it, but minimum should be minimum when they are zoch, that they have zechut, Baruch Hashem, to have a child, 7 days has to pass, because the first 7 days, a person is just at least in a state of chole she'en bo sakana. Could be, I feel the first 3 days is much worse. But let me say, definitely has to be 7 days, 7 days has passed, minimum. Even though that in general we require, we recommend highly, that it should be within the first 3 days, but over here you have no other choice. Has to be that the danger is gone, the sickness is gone, the whole tremendous revolution happened to her body by Baruch Hashem having the zechut to give birth. So 7 days has to pass, and then she's supposed to be saying the gomel. But, writes Rav Ovadia, some imagine that it has anything to do with Tahara and Kedusha. It has nothing to do with anything. So he says, Af bizman she'ina tehora, mimghur dameha, even though that she herself is, after giving birth, still not tehora, doesn't matter. Has nothing to do with anything. She could still continue to pray. She could say Birkat Hamazon. She could say Gomel. Nothing to do with anything. Next, Nekuda. So there's a whole question whether a katan can say Gomel or not. So it says the same idea would be Le'alacha. It says that even though that we say HaGomel Le'chayavim, Chayavim means guilty ones. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu to guilty ones, does kindness. So how can the katan be considered to be guilty? It's not Enu Mitzvah will say. It doesn't have. It's only Mitam Chinuch that we educate the child to be educated in the ways of Torah. He is not guilty, Anyway, the parents are obligated to educate the child according to the mitzvot, that at the time that he becomes 13, it should not be the entire package in one shot placed on the child, and the child is going to reject it. So therefore, how can it be that Birkat Gomel is obligated, is an obligation for a child? He says no. He says, nevertheless, is the mitam chinuch, that you do say the Gomel, let's say he was sick, Barminan, or any similar cases that the child went to a travel together with the father or mother, so then they would the child himself would also herself would also be able to say Birkat Gomel. However, if the father wants to say and the wife is there, the father wants to say and the child is there, one of them could say, having in mind the other, and the other one has in mind to also be covered by the beracha of the father. So as long as all the individuals are present, one could say Birkat HaGomel for other individuals. You answer Lechatchila Amen. And you have, as long as both of you have in mind, you are good to go anyway. Next case is if a person, let's say, had few different reasons. He traveled, he got sick, either during the traveling or whatever reason he forgot to say, Birkat HaGomel. Birkat HaGomel, as I mentioned, is Lechatchila 3 days. But let's say it's 2 years after. You still say, but it's Lechatchila within the 3 days. And then once you have, for a few different reasons, nevertheless, you only say it once, you have in mind all the different occasions that you were in, you were supposed to say Birkat Gomel. One last nekuda, as I mentioned, Birkat Gomel is not considered to be Birkat HaMitzvot. Therefore, it's Birkat Shevach. It's praising Hashem and thanking Hashem. So therefore, it makes a difference that if you are not obligated, or you were obligated and you said it, you cannot say it again to cover somebody else. Just like when it comes to Hamotzi, Mezonot, Sha'akol, it's Birkat Nehenen. Nehenen means if you come to enjoy and you want to also enjoy, I want to have, let's say, an apple. He wants to have an orange. So I could cover him by my puriper. Yes, as long as I do eat from my fruit. But just like this, because of the fact that he doesn't know how to say it, I cannot say unless I will come to taste. When it comes to Birkat HaMitzvot, let's say Birkat Shofar, the Baal Tokeh can blow the Shofar 1,000 times on the day of Rosh Hashanah, and every time say Berakha, it doesn't matter. So, because it's Birkat HaMitzvot. When it comes to Kiddush, Lel Shabbat, it's considered Birkat HaMitzvot. So, even if you were covering, you already, where Yotze, you could cover other people's obligation. When it comes to these other categories of Berachot, when it comes to Birkat Shevach, when it comes to Birkat Nehenen, eating something, or praising Hashem, both of the individuals have to be obligated for one to cover the other.